Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud. I'm Tim Peter, and this is, of course, the place where we talk about all the internet marketing expertise your small business needs. I am so thrilled to have you here with us again this week, as ever. Great to have you here. I think we've got a really terrific show for you today. A lot to cover, a lot to talk about. And in fact, to lead off, we're going to pick up with something we talked about last week ever so slightly. As I promised last week, Facebook introduced its new mobile product, which they call Facebook Home. And I said I would have some thoughts on it this week because at the time I recorded the show last week, they'd not yet made the product introduction. So I wanted to know more about what they were actually doing before I said, hey, is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? Is this a cool thing? Is this a, right, thing? And the answer right at the moment is, it's still hard to tell. So let's talk a little bit about what they've done. Facebook has introduced what they call Facebook Home. And Facebook Home is a layer that sits on top of the Android operating system. So this will only be for Android phones. And it actually enables you to be connected to Facebook continually. So rather than Facebook being an app that you go into from your phone, it'll be more like the phone will be an app that you go into from Facebook. Now, I do think that that will change customer behavior over time. I absolutely do, with a couple of caveats. Actually, I'm going to back up for 1 second. No caveats yet. We'll get to the caveats. The first thing that's fascinating about Facebook's introduction of this product is that, at least according to Mark Zuckerberg, during the introduction of the product, somewhere between 20 and 25% of all the time customers spend on their Android phones is spent on Facebook. And I keep making the distinction here because this new product only is for Android right now, which admittedly is 50% of the mobile market. So that's a lot, but it's, you know, something that is limited to Android for now. Regardless, the number was staggering. 25% between Facebook and Instagram, which Facebook owns, of the time people spend on their phones is with those two products. That's astonishing. So it's a pretty reasonable bet that there will be good adoption for Facebook Home, this new product that they just introduced last week. Obviously, because they're still in the process of rolling it out, none of that behavior has changed yet. But it will be interesting to see, will Facebook be to the phone what AOL was to the desktop and to the internet years ago? And when I say years ago, I mean, you know, in the mid-90s to late 90s. Because for those of you who don't remember this or weren't online at the time, in the old days, you didn't go to the internet and then go to like AOL.com. You went on AOL, and then you accessed the internet. And that's kind of how I see Facebook Home potentially playing out. I'm not predicting it will, but I could certainly see that as one customer action, as one customer use case that could be pretty popular over time. So it is definitely worth watching. And I'll link to some pieces about Facebook Home, as well as some concerns people brought up from a privacy perspective, which always we need to watch in these things, as well as a fantastic article on CNN Money called The Second Coming of Facebook that really talks about Facebook's biggest push or big push into mobile, and clearly something that's well worth watching over time because it underscores something I've been saying here for some time about how big mobile is and how much mobile is going to affect how your customers do the voodoo that they do so well in the long run. I'm also going to link to a weird little article. This really doesn't have anything to do with marketing, but I thought it was interesting. There's a piece going around, there's a news story going around right now about a hacker at a security conference showing how people can hack into airline flights, into airplanes, digital systems, using their smartphone. Now, I have said for a long time that mobile is taking over. I didn't think it was going to be the flight you're going to be on. Apparently, people are working to patch this problem pretty quickly, but it does speak to how ubiquitous and how powerful the phone could theoretically be in the longer run. Clearly, not something I recommend. There's no real marketing implications here. But boy, that's something to pay attention to and tells you a lot about the power of a phone today, that when it can do the sorts of things you only expect to see in a Bruce Willis movie or a summer blockbuster, that's pretty telling. That's pretty wild and worth paying attention to. I also want to call out another post that talked about what I called the minimalist guide to Apple versus Android in mobile marketing, since we're on the topic of marketing, since we're on the topic of mobile. I think it's well worth checking this out. And really the point of the article, the point of the post is that you don't need to spend your time worrying about whether Android wins or whether Apple wins or whether Facebook Home wins in the marketplace at large. You do need to worry about what your customers use when they come to your site. Are they on Android? Are they on Apple iOS? Are they on Facebook Home? And this post actually points out how you can tell that, how you can go and find the answer to that for your customers. Because who cares what the market as a whole is doing? Sure, it can lead you in the right direction. It can be kind of telling. It can be something of a leading indicator. But what's much more important is what your customers do. So I highly recommend you checking that out. Now, staying on the topic of mobile for a second, this is really just a supporting fact, but something that's really interesting is there's a piece up on ZDNet today, and again, there's another news story that's been going around this week about the fact that PC sales have tanked. PC sales in the first quarter were, to put it in technical terms, utter crap. There was a 14% decline year on year in the number of PCs sold in the first quarter. That's big. That's big. And the reason is twofold. One, people think that Windows 8 is terrible, and that's having an effect. But Windows 8 is only terrible relative to mobile, relative to iPads, relative to tablets, relative to people using their phones. There's actually data that shows about 25% of Gen Y folks only use their phone for internet access. So why do they need to buy a big expensive PC when they can do all the things that they want to do using their phone? And that's really the key. I've talked about this for some time since I first started this podcast about the power of mobile and how much it's going to change the way your customers do what they do. And to me, these various stories really just underscore that fact. So it's really critical as you look to doing your marketing, as you look towards your marketing as you go forward, to the things you do today, to the things you're going to do tomorrow, to the things you're going to do beyond that. It's really important to note that mobile is huge and getting huger, right? Facebook thought it was important enough that they're going to build their own home screen, their own interface for customers when they're using their mobile devices. Hackers are showing how you can use the mobile device to actually take over airplanes. Microsoft is suffering from a decline in sales of its PC operating system because PC sales are down because people don't need them. They can do the stuff that they do using their phone. And so it's incredibly important that you pay attention to how your customers access your content, access your site, access your marketing messages, and engage with you and make sure that they, when they're on their mobile device, they can do all the things that they do easily. Because if you don't, if they can't, you're giving that customer away to your competition who does make that happen. And so that's really the tip for this week, is really pay attention to mobile. Really be aware that mobile is real. It's here. It's now. This is not a future thing. This is happening even as we're talking about it. Okay, I actually was going to go on to another story, but looking at the time on the clock, we're running out of time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and save that for next week, and I'm going to wrap up a little early this week. But as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud or just Thinks Out Loud. Or you can go to the blog at timpeter.com/blog and subscribe there. And of course, you can send me an email. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got comments, questions, concerns, thoughts, anything you want to share with us, by all means, please do email me at podcast@timpeter.com. I do try to respond to all of those emails, either here on the show or directly. And as ever, I'd like to thank you so much for tuning in. I can't wait to see you here next week, and I hope you have a fantastic week in between. Take care, everybody.